Anjana. Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Anjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Hare Radhi Sham Radhi Sham Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Hare Radhi Sham Radhi Sham Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Tai Gaura, Tai Gaura. Thank you.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस हरि व्रजगचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस इस्कॉन फाउंडर जगत गुरु श्रेष्ठ भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस हरि व्रजगचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नाम आचार्य सल हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय। प्रेम श्री गुरु श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जाय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपाल गोपीन श्याम राधाकृष्ण गिरिगुरु वदन की जाय। वृंदावन धाम की जाय। मथुरा धाम की जाय। नवद्वीप मायपुर धाम की जाय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाय। जमुना माई की जाय। गेंजिस माई की जाय। तुलसी देवी की जाय। भक्ति देवी की जाय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस शिशि गुरु श्री गौरंग नमो विष्णु पदे कृष्ण पिता गुटले सुनते भक्ति कृष्ण प्रणय कृपा शीतल श्री गौर कारण शक्ति भक्ति नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टपेषु अबद्धेषु नित्यं भगवता शिवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिकी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ज्ञानातिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्द्यं श्रीगुरून् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सगजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिककान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्तकञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि विश्ववारसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धिव्यये पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ग्रंथरसिमद् भगवतं की जय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Jet Barad instruct King Rahugana. Text number 12. Chitragya Eta Manasu Vibhutir Jivasya Maya Rachitasya Nitya Avirihita Kwapi Tirohitas Cha Sudho Vichaste Hi Avisudha Kartu Chitragya Eta Manasu Vibhutir Iva Shamaya Rachita Sanditya Avirihita Kwapi Tirohitascha Sudho Vichaste Hi Avisudha Kartu Chitragya Eta Manasu Vibhutir Jiva Shamaya Rachita Saditya Avirihita Kwapi Tirohitascha Sudho Vichaste Hi Avishudha Kartu Chitragya Eta Manaso Vibhutir Jiva Shamaya Yachita Saglitya Avirhita Kwapityo Hitascha Sudho Vichaste Hi Avishudha Kartu Tajis. Chitragya, the individual soul, Itaha. All this, manasa of the mind, vibhuti, different activities, jivasya of the living entity, maya rachitasya, created by the external material energy, nitya, from time immemorial, avirhita, sometimes manifested, kwapi, somewhere, dirohita, cha, and not manifested, sudha, purified, vichaste, sees this, he, certainly, avishuddha, unpurified, kartu of the doer. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. The individual soul bereft of Krishna consciousness has many ideas and activities created in the mind by the external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifest in the waking state and in the dream state. But during deep sleep, unconsciousness or trance, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, given mukta, can see all these things vividly. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text 3. Chitta gyam chapima vidhi sarvasetri subharata. There are two kinds of chitta gya, or living in beings. One is the individual living being, and the other is the supreme living being. The ordinary living being knows about his body to some extent, but the supreme, Parama Atma, knows the condition of all bodies. The individual living being is localized, and the supreme, Paramatma, is all-pervading. In this sloka, the word chitta-gya refers to an ordinary living being, not the supreme living being. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, nitya-bhadha or nitya-bhukta. One is eternally conditioned and the other eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in the Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Those in the material world are conditioned souls, Nitya Bhadha. The Nitya Bhadhas can become liberated by controlling the mind, because the cause of conditioned life is the mind. When the mind is trained and the soul is not under the mind's control, the soul can be liberated even in this material world. When it is liberated, one is called Jivan Mukta. A Jivan Mukta knows how he has become conditioned. Therefore, he tries to purify himself and return home, back to Godhead. The eternally conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because he is controlled by the mind. The conditioned state and liberated state are compared to the sleeping unconscious state
and the awakened state. Those who are sleeping and unconscious are eternally conditioned. But those who are awake understand that they are eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, even in this material world, they engage in Krishna's service, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Iha Yasya Hare Dashe. If one takes to Krishna's service, he is liberated, even though he appears to be a conditioned soul within the material world. Jivan Mukta Sa Uchate. In any condition, one is to be considered liberated if his only business is to serve Krishna. Translation again. The individual soul bereft of Krishna consciousness has many ideas and activities created in the mind by the external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifest in the waking state and the dream state. But during deep sleep, unconsciousness, or trance, they appear, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. I would like to take permission from all the exalted senior devotees, Maharaj, Prabhus, and my aunties and uncles, and all the devotees present. That if you kindly give us your blessing so we can say something. Chitragya. Chitragya. The knower of this body. They are of two kinds. Let's explain here. One is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme knower of all bodies. He knows all the bodies, all living entities. So he is the number one Sitagya. The second class is the Jiva. He also knows the body to some extent, not fully. Prabhupada said, to some extent. Some extent means that he does not completely know the body. Even the living entities who are spending their time to study the body, how they can take care of the body, like the doctors, they don't have complete idea about how the body functions. That the doctor will ask the patient, what is wrong with you? The patient is already sick, so he needs help. A person to whom he's going to take help from the asking, what is wrong with you? It means that himself does not know. But Lord Krishna knows all. That's the difference. So he's the number one Chetragya. The second class, second is Chetragya, who are the Jiva. They're also of two kinds. Those who are eternally liberated, and those who are eternally conditioned. Eternally conditioned. Living entities who are eternally conditioned. We have heard this word many times. Eternally, it means there is no chance of deliverance. Eternal. Eternally liberated, eternally conditioned. Eternally liberated, they are eternally living in the eternal spiritual world. By Kunta. And eternally conditioned. So what is the meaning? Eternally conditioned. If we are looking at it through the first explanation, eternally liberated, they are living in the eternally spiritual world. Then that means that the eternally conditioned have no chance of deliverance. See, this should be understood. Eternally conditioned, it is said here, Nitya. Nitya means what? Since time immemorial. We cannot trace how long we have been here and how long we will still be here. So, eternally conditioned here does not mean that conditions will have no chance of deliverance. It means that our existence in material world is not traceable. Therefore, eternally conditioned. Yes, it means that our situation is terrible. Our situation is lamentable. So this verse is talking about the Chetragya, who is a Jiva, not the Supreme. The Chetragya, the Supreme, has been described in the previous verses, text 6. In this verse, it's talking about the Jiva, who is Chetragya. And in the next verse, is the Param Chetragya will be described also. But in this verse, it's talking about the Jiva, who knows the body, who understands that he is different from the material body and is different from the mind, is different from all the material senses. Therefore, he does not engage himself in activities of the body. The word bichaste is used here. Bichaste means that the Chetragya, one who knows, I have nothing to do with the body which I have, the material body. I have nothing to do with my material mind. I have nothing to do with all the dictations of the mind. Therefore, he is acting outside the dictation of the mind. Bichaste. He said here to be a Jivan Mukta. It's a Jivan Mukta. He is liberated while here in the material world. A Jivan Mukta knows I have nothing to do with the body which I carry. But in all simply understanding Aham Brahmasmi, that is not sufficient. I'm not a body, I'm a spirit soul, that is not enough. One who simply knows I am not the body, I'm a spirit soul, is an impersonalist. But one who knows I am not the body, I'm a spirit soul, and is engaged in activity of the spirit soul, is a personalist. He described here to be Jivan Mukta. He is liberated while he is still here in the material world. And then it is said, the conditioned state and liberated state are compared to a sleeping, unconscious state and a waking state. Those who are sleeping and unconscious are eternally conditioned, but those who are awake understand that they are eternally part and parcel of the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Who are those who are sleeping? The living entities who have not come to Krishna consciousness are sleeping. The non-devotees are sleeping. The devotees who are taking seriously to Krishna consciousness, they are awake. They are not sleeping. But those who are not taking to Krishna consciousness, they are sleeping. They are sleeping in the sense that they have not come to understand what is the duty of a human being, and they are not engaged in activities of the human being. They are simply preoccupied with activities of the mind. The conditioned souls, bereft of Krishna consciousness, have many ideas and activities created by the mind. The mind is supposed to be controlled by intelligence. But intelligence is also influenced by the mind. It means the mind is very, very powerful. The mind is very, very powerful, that the mind controls intelligence. Only those who are liberated will not be influenced. Their minds will not influence the intelligence. Intelligence will control the mind. But conditioned souls, the mind influence intelligence. So whatever the mind detects, intelligence will plan and work for it. When the mind tells intelligence, I need this, I like this, intelligence is supposed to tell the mind that no, this is not good for you. That's the work of intelligence. But because the mind is influencing the intelligence will start planning how the mind will get that object. So all the likes and dislikes are the activities of the mind, not intelligence. And when the mind detects for the intelligence and desire it seriously, the intelligence will now start working how to achieve it, how to acquire it. In this way, the conditioned soul perpetually put himself or herself into suffering unnecessarily. So the sufferings of the living entities or the enjoyment of the living entities in the material world is simply caused by the mind. And the living entities helplessly following all the detections of the mind and continue to suffer. And that suffering has been since time immemorial. We cannot trace how long we have been suffering or being under the control of the mind. Therefore, if one takes to Krishna service, he is liberated, even though he appears to be a conditioned soul within the material world. To get free from the detection of the mind, the process is to surrender to Krishna, to take to Krishna. Taking to Krishna and surrendering the mind to Krishna, now the intelligence will start to work. Intelligence will control the mind and be detecting for the mind. Why the desires of the minds are not necessary. That's the benefit of taking to Krishna consciousness. Although he is still conditioned, taking to Krishna consciousness and considering only the service of Krishna to be the ultimate goal of life, one is considered liberated, even though the mind is still conditioned, is still desiring unnecessary things. When one takes to Krishna consciousness, then the mind will hear from authorities that we are not the mind. Not only that we are not the body, but we are also not the mind. We are not intelligence. We are not the senses. We are completely different. Sometimes we may understand that we are not the body, but still may not understand we are not the mind also. But we are both not the mind, because the mind is the subtle body. The gross body and the subtle body, both of them are material. So Krishna consciousness is the means, the solution, to help train the mind, get the mind engaged in the service of Krishna. The mind will automatically become controlled. The mind is engaged in the service of Krishna, the supreme master of the senses. The mind will become automatically controlled. When the mind is controlled, the living entity is liberated. One cannot become liberated without taking shelter of the master of the senses. The only solution is Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. A comment or question? While we are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the mind wanders to many things. Trying to bring the mind to the holy name, is it the work of intelligence or the mind? That was the question, right? That is intelligence. That's intelligence. The mind's duty is to jump here, jump there, jump here, especially while chanting. While we are doing something outside Krishna consciousness, the mind is always with us. But as soon as we want to chant, then the mind will react. You want to chant? That is a business. Me? I want to go to Loy Bazaar. So if you allow the mind to take us to Loy Bazaar, while the body is Krishna Balaram temple, that is not japa. That is not japa. That kind of chanting will give us material sense gratification. It will provide so many facilities for sense gratification. That kind of chanting, it will not produce pure love of Godhead. Therefore, the intelligence will act. The intelligence will tell the mind, this is not the time for Loy Bazaar. This is the time to associate with the holy name. So let us chant. Let us associate. Let us have association with the name, not outside. That's intelligence. And if we want to have that kind of intelligence, we need to trick the mind. Don't tell the mind you want to chant 16 rounds. The mind would revolt. It is too long time to chant 16 rounds. It will take too long. There are so many other things to do. That if you chant, so many things will go wrong. So tell the mind, it's only one name. It's only one name. Not two names, only one name. Just don't worry. We don't have to stay more time. Only one name. The mind will be satisfied. Okay, one name. All right. The mind will stay. So we remain with the one name. The mind will be slowed down to hear the name. Should trick the mind by the help of intelligence. To have that intelligence, one should hear from the right source. If we hear from the right source, intelligence will develop. When intelligence is developed, then intelligence will be guiding the mind. Whenever the mind wants to jump, the intelligence will say, no, just one name. Just one name. Since time immemorial, we have been doing all these activities. What has been the benefit? Nothing but suffering. But now, just one name. We have to trick the mind. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Prabhu said, eternally conditioned means we will remain conditioned until we come to the liberated stage. Right? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. While chanting, we feel sleepy. So, while sleeping, japa, does that mean we are peaceful? Or is it a trick of the mind? Sleeping is not peaceful, that's ignorance. So it's a trick of the mind. Persons who sleep on japa does not know that you have spent 1 hour chanting only one round. So the mind have cheated us. So it is not peaceful. The trick of the mind. Sleeping on the class and the japa has many reasons. If you eat too late and too heavy, the japa will suffer the next morning, because the body will react to the undigested food. So one will sleep. If we are sleeping too little, it also has effect on the japa, on the class. Due to excessive sense gratification, the desire for sense gratification, the mind becomes very dull. That during japa will sleep. During the class also will sleep. Means the mind is weak. And if the body is sick, also will sleep. Those who don't have interest or hear also will sleep. So there are many reasons why one sleeps in the class. So we can select which one we belong to. But in all of them, it's all the trick of the mind. The mind does not want to do something wonderful. Nobody sleeps while gossiping. Nobody sleeps while shouting at each other, while we are biting each other. Nobody sleeps on it. It is only when we want to chant that sleep comes. Only when we want to hear about Krishna that sleep comes. When we are watching television, we don't sleep. We are addicted to it. So the thing which attract the attention of the mind stays there. So one of the reasons why also we sleep in the class is that we have not chanted to attract the mind. Our japa is weak, therefore the mind is not attracted. So the mind wants to go to where there is attraction. So to keep the mind, we should try to be awake and listen to the name. Yes, Prabhu. Prabhu said, sleeping in the class is inattentive japa, and the japa is inattentive chanting. Therefore, it is the trick of the mind. It is not the work of intelligence. Intelligence will keep us awake to hear the name, but the mind will keep us sleeping not to hear the name. So the mind, Bhagavad Gita says, is the enemy. It's our enemy, that it does not want us to do the right thing. Therefore, we should hear and not sleep. If you feel sleepy, you should stand up. Right? Because in Kali Yuga, our body is not strong. Our body is already very, very weak. So, even though that some body is still very young, but it's weak. As far as Kali Yuga is concerned, the body is weak. Intelligence is weak. The mind is weak. Everything is weak. Therefore, we need to put more effort in everything that we do. Comment? Yes, Maharaj is making a very good point. Very, very nice. Sometimes we see those who are not living in the temple or chanting, they come to the class, they are very active throughout. But a devotee who has been practicing for years, as soon as he sits in the class, he sleeps. So, so we see this. So what is happening? Why those who are not, who supposed to be sleeping, they are not sleeping, and those who are supposed not to be sleeping, we sleep. Sometimes we notice that. Yesterday I was standing at the back, I was standing there because I don't want to sleep. Because if I sit down, I will sleep. Therefore, I was standing there and I was standing there. Even though after so many years, I would feel sleepy. So, those who have been in a movement for years, practicing, we're supposed to have full attention and hearing, but we sleep. Why is that? To be a leader means what? To be a leader means what? You are carrying the energy of everyone under you on your head. So the body will be weak. Yes. We don't see it physically, but that's what is happening. 1/6 of all the sinful activities of people whom you are leading are on your head. As a temple president, as a spiritual master, as a sannyasi, it's on your head. So you sleep in a class. Yes. Then the anxiety you have to deal with in leading people who they have decided to take to Krishna consciousness. They have made their choice to come to Krishna consciousness, but they don't want to follow. That anxiety is on their head. So it has effect. Nothing goes for nothing. Everything has its consequences. So the body is carrying all those burdens. What about the influence of the environment? Even though we are in Vrindavan, what of the influence? It is still there. We will have to experience all that. Therefore, the body has to feel weak. So you shouldn't be surprised that we feel like this, even though we have spent so many years in the movement. But consider the load we are carrying on our head, managing a whole society, carrying the burden of the whole world. It is not only, for some, it is not only the disciples you have that they are carrying other people also. Whoever is associating with you, you are carrying the burden. So you have to deal with all that. With other envious demigods, influence. It has effects. So we don't see this physically, but we understand that these energies are going on and we are dealing with them. We are not feeling so much because of the potency of this movement, the potency of parampara on our head. That is why we are not feeling. Otherwise, we will feel worse than that. Sickness and all kinds of things will come. So Krishna consciousness is very powerful, that is helping us and is protecting us and making things to move with all the difficulties. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.